We've been discussing Hilchos Tzitzis, and in the context of our discussion yesterday, we mentioned that there's a machlokas, an issue, perhaps an imperative, when it, because of the possible re'isim osam, to go ahead and wear your tzitzis out, so that you can go ahead and see the tzitzis. Another halacha that stems and emanates from that din of that pasuk of re'isim osam is the halacha of tzitzis balayla. Are you obligated in tzitzis at night? And here you have, the Gemara tells very clearly that there is no mitzvah of tzitzis at night, but there's two ways of learning that Gemara in the Rishonim. The Rambam's position is that the idea, the halacha of no tzitzis at night is halacha in zman. At nighttime, you're not chayv in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Even if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you're not obligated in tzitzis at night because you cannot accomplish the halacha of re'isma, so it's dark, and therefore there's no tzitzis at night. During the daytime, you are obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis based on the pasuk re'isma, so that's the position of the Rambam. The Rosh disagrees. And the Rosh says, no, you're chayv in tzitzis 24 hours a day. However, the pasuk re'isma also defines not the time for the mitzvah of tzitzis, but rather the type of garment that is chayv in tzitzis. So if you have a garment that is a nighttime garment, the garment that is miyuchad for using at night, so that type of garment, even during the daytime, is not obligated in tzitzis. Let's say you have some kind of four-cornered pajamas. So that is a tzitzis that is miyuchad for wearing at night. So that type of garment, ksus laila, is not obligated in tzitzis even if you wear it during the daytime. If you have a daytime garment, a regular item of clothing that you're wearing at night, says the Rosh, that is chayv in tzitzis. And when you look in Shulchan Aruch, simin yud ches halacha aleph, so the Shulchan Aruch brings both of these positions down. L'harambam, kol ma shalovish balaila, any garment that you're wearing at night, potter. It's potter in the midst of tzitzis. Afilu hu miyuchad liyom. It's a daytime garment. If you're wearing it at night, you're potter from the midst of tzitzis. Uma shalovish bayom, and that which you wear during the day, a daytime garment. I'm sorry. And a garment that you wear during the daytime, and it was when you wear garments in the daytime, then you are going to be chai. So day, yes. Night, no. And the Rosh says, no, it all depends on the type of garment. Daytime garments, even at night, you have to wear tzitzis. Nighttime garments, even during the daytime, you do not have to wear tzitzis. Both of those positions are quoted lahalach and Shulchan Aruch, and we pass on lahalach like both shitos. We pass on like both, which means that in general you have an obligation really 24/7 on a daytime garment. We pass on like both, so a daytime garment. While the Rambam says you'd be potter at night, the Rosh says you're chayev. So we generally assume like both shitos, which means if you put on your tzitzis at night, let's say you put on a brand new pair of tzitzis at night, you'll fulfill a mitzvah. That is according to the Rosh. However, will you make a bracha? Since it is a suffix in halacha, whether you're chayiv, it's a machlokes. So therefore, misuffix, we do not make bracha. So you will fulfill a mitzvah, like the view of the Rosh, but there is no bracha at night because you are a suffix brachos lahakel. Similarly, if you're wearing a nighttime garment in the daytime, let's say you have some kind of four-cornered pajamas, and you're wearing that during the daytime, so if you put that on during the daytime, so then also no bracha. There's an interesting discussion in the poskim, what about blankets? So if you're draped in a blanket, is that considered to be a levisha? A blanket, for most people, is that a nighttime garment or a daytime garment? Hopefully nighttime. That's a nighttime garment. And so the Shulchan Aruch does say we probably don't consider that to be levisha. That's not called a garment, a beged. And therefore, even though it's four corners, you do not have to put tzitzis on your blankets. That's certainly the minhag. I did have a Talmud here once who was very, very machmir. And he actually rounded the corners of his blankets so he wouldn't be chayv in the midst of tzitzis. So that's when it comes to the zman. Because it's a time-bound mitzvah, because it's time-bound, we don't fulfill, you're not chayv according to the Rambam at night. So that's why the Gemara tells us that the mitzvah of tzitzis is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and therefore nashim are exempt. Nashim are exempt. That's a little difficult according to the Rosh, because according to the Rosh, it's not a time-bound mitzvah. It's a 24/7 type of mitzvah. That's a difficult position. The Rosh is going to have to tell you that since time defines the scope of the garment that's chayv in tzitzis, and time is a factor in that, nighttime garments are not obligated in tzitzis. It's called a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and women are pturas. Okay, so your sister decides she's part of mitzvah tzitzis, but she wants to wear tzitzis. She wants to put on a talis. Is a girl allowed to wear tzitzis? Lichora, no problem. After all, Is a woman allowed to fulfill mitzvahs that she's exempt from? Mitzvah seishas man grama, can she sit in a sukkah? For sure she can. Can she shake a lulav? For sure she can. Can she go out of her way to hear tkiyas shofar? Of course she can. So look, ora, a woman is allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzit as well. And that's the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tzitzit, Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, that women can wear tzitzit. They don't have to, but if they want to, they certainly can opt in. Big machlokas Ashkenazim and Sephardim, if they opt in, do they make a brach? Sephardim hold, the Rambam holds no bracha. Why? How can they say Asher Kiddushana b'mitzvosa v'zivana? They're not commanded. So no bracha. Ashkenazim assume they can even make a bracha, because B'nai Yisrael was commanded in the mitzvah of tzitzit, so a woman can make a bracha. So, any issues with women making putting on tzitzis whatsoever? The Rambam, most Rishonim say they certainly can if they want to. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch it says, Simin Yud Zayin Halacha Aleph, even though Noshim are Pturim, Mikol Mokamim Rotsim La'atva, if they want to adorn themselves in tzitzis, Harishus B'yadon, they're allowed to, they can. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, Simin Yud Zayin Halacha Beis. The Maharil, one of the Gedolei Chachmei Ashkenaz, cited a number of reasons why I didn't think women should wear tzitzis. Number one, he says there's a potential shatnez problem. If you're wearing tcheles, and she's not really chayv in the mitzvah, so she doesn't have the exemption of shatnez that a man would have. That's one issue. A second issue today, we have Eruvin. Most communities have Eruvin, but maybe it's considered to be carrying if she's wearing a garment she doesn't really have to. She's not chayv in the mitzvah. The strings are just an appendage. Maybe that's called carrying on Shabbos. Then he quotes, he didn't quote, but he says, Al pisod, there's a Kabbalistic reason. Doesn't lay that out. Then he says, Yuara, what is motivating this woman to wear tzitzis? Perhaps it's arrogance. Perhaps it's coming from an arrogance. She wants to be show how holy she is. And then there's a position that is cited in passing by the Targum Yonason in last week's Parsha. He says, Lo yilbash gever simasish, it's begadish. So how can a woman wear a woman's not allowed to wear a man's garment. All of those reasons are cited by the Maharil, but the Shulchan Aruch says she can. Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva on this topic in Orach Chaim Dalet Zin Memtes, and Rav Moshe Feinstein's position is as follows. Is that Mikra Din? She's allowed to wear tzitzis, no problem. But what exactly is motivating her? That's a crucial issue. What's her motivation? If she's motivated 100% L'Shem Shamayim, so it's permissible. If it's pure L'Shem Shamayim. If she's motivated for feministic reasons, she wants to be manlike, she's concerned about her station, her proper role, etc. So she wants to mimic men. So that already, Rav Moshe speaks very strongly. Not only is it usur, she has no chelik and olam haba. Very, very strong language that Rav Moshe Feinstein uses. What exactly is her motivation? So if she's doing it publicly, she wants to everyone to see her. There's already, especially today's times, you have to be a little concerned. Maybe privately. So she's not advertising. She's doing it in the privacy of her own home. So maybe indeed that's L'Shem Shamayim. Can't hard to judge another person. But that is the discussion that emanates from this din of Ur Ismoso Chiyuv. That is somehow time-bound. Women are pturos. And whether a woman's allowed to opt in based on these various considerations. Have an excellent day.